Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I'm your host, and I've got a very special guest today. Her name is Haley Rowe, and I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about who she is and what she does today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm a marketing and sales strategist and coach. I'm also a LinkedIn lead generation service provider, and I got into this because, well, first of all, my background was in working in business development and marketing for startups. And I loved working at these startups, but I also wanted to have my own business one day. And so in 2017, I ended up going off on my own. And I can go into the whole story about that later if you'd like. But that's what I've been doing since 2017 and started my Health Coach Nation podcast. And that is business tips for wellness professionals and coaches, and have been doing it ever since.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm excited to get into your story and your journey. And my favorite part of the show, Haley, is really taking that rewind and a deep dive and getting context for the audience. So if you can share, where were you born and raised? And, you know, what kind of kid were you? What kind of things did you get into?
Yeah. So I have grown up in Illinois and the northwest suburbs of Illinois, which is just basically the burbs. And I love living in the suburbs. I got my city living out after college. I lived in Los Angeles for a little bit. And growing up, I was naturally interested in performing, in doing my own thing. Like, I would have a dance recital and everyone would be doing the routine, and I was in the line waiting to do my leaps, doing my own routine. And so I've always been a little bit not really caring as much as other kids of what other people thought of what I was doing and what I, you know, that kind of thing. And so I ended up having, I was a theater kid growing up as well. I started singing in choir. I was at the dentist one day and singing Spice Girls, and the dentist said, you know, I was five, and she told my mom, you should sign her up for voice lessons. So I started singing, started performing, and I think that really served me well in what I do today, is being an entrepreneur, because you're auditioning and you're getting told no and you have to prepare. And I really enjoyed that journey, but I also knew in about high school, I realized I had to start being active and being healthy. So I started having an interest in personal development and fitness. So because I was in theater and not being active, I noticed I was gaining weight and I was, you know, feeling gross. And so I started to do fitness DVDs. So that was kind of my first journey into entrepreneurship, because I started selling fitness DVDs when I was in high school. And it was kind of hilarious, but it did teach me some things, and about sales specifically. And then I kind of outgrew that, and I went to college for entrepreneurship. And then I knew I had an interest in health. I knew I had an interest in coaching. I knew I had an interest in entrepreneurship, but I wasn't sure how to tie all of that together. And I think a lot of times the listeners here will have many passions, but not be able to make a decision about which one to create a business around. And so I kept telling myself this theme of, I am not ready to have my own business. I am not ready to pursue, you know, one of these passions. And I got a job after college working in business development and marketing. And I typically worked at startups. I worked at a couple different ones. They all happened to be in wellness and personal development and coaching. One was a coaching certification company. One was a supplement company, things like that. And I really enjoyed it. And I really gave it my all. And I was working overtime, and I had just been told, oh my gosh, you're probably going to get a promotion soon. You know, things were going really well. But one of the companies that I worked for had a lot of unforeseen circumstances that came up, delaying when they were going to be able to open. And so the entire team was let go in one day on a Zoom call. And that's when I realized, you know, the story about I'm not ready yet, I'm not ready yet, like, neither were these startups. They were all figuring it out as they went. And so I finally was like, you know what? I am ready, and I'm going to figure it out. And that is when I officially dedicated myself more to my business, instead of it just being kind of this little side thing, you know, something I was blogging about and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So what have you, you know, having done different things, you know, the theater performing, which, I mean, let's face it, there's a part of sales that's involved with that. You have to sell yourself. You have to be able to perform. You have to be able to effectively communicate. You know, you have to be able to impact if there's people that are scoring or judging or, you know, looking at what you're doing to potentially get to the next level. So there's sales involved in that. And then, you know, all the other things that you've kind of done along the career path, you know, selling fitness DVDs. I mean, that has to do with you being able to communicate with somebody and get them excited and interested about something that they will hopefully go and use, right? Because most people that get stuff like that, it just sits on a shelf and they don't actually use it. But you have to convince them to buy this thing. So that's more of transactional sales, you know. And then you look at the other stuff, working with startups. I mean, that is just, I mean, you're learning as you go, you know, you're figuring it out. It's systems, it's processes, it's split testing. There's so much that goes involved in the sales and early, especially for early startups. So what would you say is the biggest lesson that you learn in doing all of those things, you know, because they all have their own, I think, asset levels, like what they've added to you and in your whole sphere of influence and knowledge of expertise, they've all added to it, I'm sure. But what would you say would be like the biggest lesson getting you to where you are now?
Yeah. So the biggest one that stands out to me would probably be, and there's actually others I could share too, but the biggest one that comes to mind first is the fact that, like, when I was auditioning and also when I worked at these startups, it was something where I would drive, you know, my mom actually, because I couldn't drive at the time. And then when I could, but she would drive me to the city and I would leave school and I would do an audition and it'd take up the whole day. And you may or may not find out if you even made the role. Like, they may call you back, they may not, you may just never hear from them again. And you go in there for 5 minutes and that's it. And that process, I think a lot of people go into business thinking, if I do all these efforts and I don't see if I don't get a response or if I don't see the exact result that I want, it was all wasted effort and why even bother? And they give up very quickly because they don't necessarily know the stats or that things take touch points or that things take follow up or that, you know, someone might need 7 hours of content with you, for example, before they even remember you and want to be interested in what you do. So to me, I think it set me up for more of a realistic expectation when I started my business, because I would go on these auditions, for example, and spend a whole day and not know whether or not it's going to work. And I just had to be okay with doing that over and over again until it did work, right? And rather than seeing all of those auditions as wasted time, wasted effort, et cetera, no, it's just that was the one getting me closer to the next yes. And it was getting me experience in auditioning and it was getting me better at doing the protocol and the process of going there and doing it and all that. So I think that's a big one. The other thing I noticed, honestly, when I worked at a product-based business in the startup world is that it is, in my opinion, it is so much harder to have a product-based business. And it made me realize I want to do all online services. I want to be a service-based entrepreneur. And that was way more my style because I saw personally how hard some of the, just how hard it was to have a product-based business and how much trade shows and travel and merch and, you know, the inventory and how much it costs and all of that behind the scenes. And I was like, wow, I just don't have an interest in that. And not that having a service-based business is easy or, you know, a breeze or anything, but it was, in my opinion, easier than the product-based business. And then the last thing that I think I realized through all of this is that the way you stand out, I think so many people think, what's my standout proposition, my unique value proposition? What makes me so different from everyone else? And I do think it's important to think about and be able to answer the question, like, what makes you different? However, I think, honestly, you can be different from everyone else just by outlasting them and being consistent and being willing to feel big feelings until you hit the end result that you want and refine until you do. So what I mean is, like, you and I both know a lot of podcasters don't make it past their seventh episode. Most of them stop. And so it's not that hard, honestly, to get ahead in podcasting and have a top podcast. I'm on the top 1.5% on Listen Notes. And that's only because it's not like I'm a special unicorn. It's just I've been doing it since 2017 and I've done an episode like pretty much every week. I started off kind of inconsistent, but then I got better at that. So it's not like just by outlasting, you can get a lot accomplished and you can really be someone who stands out in your field.
Love it. Yeah, all those are three great pieces of advice. And You know, one of the things about most things, because I think the synonymous piece about what you said is it's all about the reps, you know, and reps come with consistency. You can't, you know, if you don't put in reps consistently, if it's whether it's podcasting, whether it's fitness, whether it's your health or wellness or business or school, then you're not going to get the results that you want, you know. And so if you can remain consistent, if you can, again, learn from other people that are around you, I think that's important as well. And keep a positive attitude about it, because of course it's not, you said it, hey, it's simple, but simple doesn't mean easy, folks. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy. If you want to, you know, be a podcast that's in the top, you know, 1-10%, then you've got to be doing things right. It's not going to happen just by accident. You know, you have to put in the energy and effort. You have to market your show. You have to make sure that you're collaborating. I mean, there's so many different things that you need to do to make sure that you actually can sustain growth at a high level. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you help people with. I know one of the things that we are talking offline, and I can't wait at the end when we're going to share this with the audience, but you talked a lot about time management and how you have, you know, a passion helping people get their time back and be able to understand how that works in their business. And then there's some other components that even lead out from that. So we're going to talk about that, folks, here in a little bit. I just wanted to, for those of you that are, you know, you're starting off the year and one of your goals for 2025 was time management, but you're already like not managing your time well, you're going to want to stick around for when we talk about that with Haley. So let's talk about the business that you're doing now. You know, so you went through some different ventures, some startups, you got to see how things work, you figured out ultimately you didn't want to do a product business, that you wanted to be service based. And I know your podcast is centered around, you know, helping health and wellness entrepreneurs. And I know there's a number of other things that you do. So let's just talk about one of the ways in your business that you help your clients.
So I work with anyone from a beginner stage coach, an entrepreneur who maybe just got their certification and now they want to make this their career. And then I've had other clients who are more established, they're already full time and they have some things they need to clean up, like their email funnel or things like that. And the kinds of things that I work on with them, to kind of summarize it, I have a framework called Grow Your Business the Fast Way. It's an acronym. And basically it stands for followers, action, sales, time management, and transformation. And what I mean by that is with followers, I work with my clients on making sure their message is attracting the right kind of people and that they're clear on that. And then how do they generate leads? So my person, I'm a little bias because I do offer only one done for you service. The rest of the kind of work I do for marketing is customized and, you know, different marketing methods, but I do one done for you service, and that's LinkedIn lead gen. So I love helping my clients specifically with LinkedIn, but I also help them with if they want to learn local marketing or they want to learn organic content marketing or things like that. We determine what is their lead gen strategy, because as you know, if you're not getting your message out there and nobody knows who you are and you're not bringing in new leads every week, it's really hard to convert sales. The action piece is how do you create content and messaging and marketing that's compelling enough that people want to take action with you. So sometimes my clients are really missing a lot of opportunities that are right in front of their face to promote their email freebie or, you know, get on more podcasts or things like that. So we work on improving their assets. The sales piece is how do you lead your sales process? So a lot of my clients do discovery calls or calls with people to see if they're fit. And if that's the case, we work on their structure for that, improving that, et cetera. But other clients maybe have a webinar or a sales page or things like that. So making sure it's really clear, what is their sales process? How can we optimize it? And maybe what are some objections or beliefs that we may need to shift for people to want to work with you? And how do we do that in your content or the steps leading up to your sales process? And then the time management piece is kind of what you were saying before, making sure that the time you do have for your business, it's being used on what's the top priorities. You're not getting distracted by so many different shiny objects online and helping you manage overwhelm. I think a lot of people think overwhelm is bad and it should be avoided at all costs. But I think the truth is you're going to face overwhelm no matter if you're trying to just be more than a really average person. We need to learn how to manage it instead of letting it derail us or paralyze us. And then the last piece is transformation. And that's two things. One, what's the personal transformation required to be the kind of business owner you want to be. So sometimes my clients have to learn new skills or traits, like maybe they, have always labeled themselves as shy and they see sales in a really bad light. They think it's icky or pushy or something like that, instead of viewing it as an invitation and serving and things like, a conversation with someone where you're not doing all the talking. So kind of working through what are those things holding you back in your business. And then the other piece of transformation is making sure that the point A to point B of your offer is clear and differentiated and it's priced appropriately and that kind of thing. So overall, I work with a lot of clients kind of on their starting point and the A to Z of building their business foundations. And then sometimes more, advanced entrepreneurs come to me to outsource their lead gen or clean things up or things like that.
That's awesome. Appreciate you giving me that context. So if you're listening right now and you need some foundations dialed in, that's the biggest investment you can make in your business, is making sure your foundations are dialed in, especially if you're out there and you're putting out content. Because if they're coming back to your page and your page isn't very dialed in, they're probably not going to click your website. Or maybe they do click your website and then your website's not dialed in. That's an issue too. So make sure to reach out to Haley if you need help with getting things optimized from a foundational standpoint, really understanding the systems, the processes to make sure the right people are getting to you. That's the worst thing, guys, is when the wrong people get on the call with you and you end up spending 20 or 30 minutes figuring that out. And I see that in a lot of folks where the systems and processes aren't there, or they're just non-existent altogether because we don't know what we don't know. And that's why we hire coaches, folks, is to give us the knowledge and to help us collapse the timeline to getting us to the results that we want to have. So love it. Appreciate you sharing that context. One of the things I want to talk about, that you hit on when it comes to time management, what would you say are maybe the top three reasons why people procrastinate, clients that you've worked with? What would you say those top three reasons are?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing I think is that we have thoughts that create that feeling for us. So if you're procrastinating, it's usually because with the task at hand, it's not just the task at hand. You have a lot of little thoughts about it, like, what are people going to think about me when I post this? Or, is this post perfect? Is it hitting on all the things I want to hit on? I can't post it until I think it's perfect. And so usually there's some either perfectionistic thinking going on, or some, feeling that you need to be a certain way. And if what you put out there or what you do doesn't represent how you think you should be, you're going to wait and you're going to look for reasons not to do it. So that's the first thing, is managing your mind and managing yourself. As someone who used to have a job and be told what I was, my expectations of me and what I was supposed to be doing, when you shift to entrepreneurship, it's all you. And so it can be very easy to let it slide, or because it is all you, you take it more personally. And so you procrastinate more. So that's the first thing, is looking at your thoughts and cleaning it up, saying, does this really have to be perfect? Can I remind myself that probably 4% of people who follow me will see this post? Most of the time, no one's thinking about you as much as you're probably thinking about yourself. And a perfect idea in your head has no value. An imperfect idea shared with the world has value and will probably help at least one person. The second thing I think that we do that causes procrastination is we don't time batch, or we overload ourselves with unrealistic expectations. So one of the things that I kind of, for some reason, have gotten very good at is being able to estimate how long something will actually take me, because I time myself, honestly, on pretty much everything work-wise. So I have the timer going right now that we're doing this podcast. And at the end of the week, I use this app called Toggle, T-O-G-G-L. And it sends me a summary of how I spent my hours that week for work. And I'm able to really identify, wow, I wasted a lot of time on content, or I spent way too, more time than I'd like. Why? What was going on there? How can I improve that? So the second tip I would have for people to avoid overloading themselves or setting unrealistic expectations is to start practicing deciding how long something's going to take you and putting it out there with the time you gave yourself. So start with buffer room, right? Expect it's going to take longer than you think. Look at your day and look at your meetings and see where they are in the day, and see, is there any open free space that I can add my top priority tasks to. And if there is, put it in there, but make sure you've broken it down to something realistic, to something you could actually do and check off yes or no, I did this, and not like a vague work on my website during 12 to 1. Like, that's a very vague project and you're probably not going to get your whole website done in an hour. So let's decide, maybe it's the headline on your homepage, edit that and do that, right? Making sure you're time batching and getting better at that skill, and know that it's a skill and you're not going to be great at it at first, but it's something you can develop. And then I think the third thing is, a lot of times we procrastinate because if we do something that doesn't go the way we want, we beat ourselves up about it. And so we're almost trying to avoid the mental beatdown that comes after we do something and maybe it doesn't go as well, or maybe it had a typo, or maybe it wasn't perfect in your idea of what it should be. And so I mentioned earlier about how our thoughts kind of stop us from moving forward, but it also is the thoughts after we do something where we're beating ourselves up. And you don't have to do that. You could see everything as an experiment, and you could see everything as an opportunity to learn. And there's no such thing, quote unquote, as failure except for quitting. And everything is an opportunity to say, okay, I did it this time this way. What can I do to get better next time?
Love it. Love that insight on procrastination. Basically, what I heard you say is that if you want to get better at procrastination, that it's something that you have to focus on, and it's got to be internal, like getting out of your own way. It's about mindset. It's about shifting your perspective, you know, and the way that you're looking at things. It's about, you know, batching, you know, it's really focusing on the inner work is going to have a great impact on everything that you output, you know. So love it. Love the advice. Love the tips there. One of the things I want you to share with everybody is someone in your world, because I know with all the stuff that you've done, all the, you know, courses that you've built, all the different workshops, you know, having a podcast, all the things that you did in your childhood, you have to have, you know, great coaches or mentors that are in your world. Is there someone that you could share with the audience that's played a significant role in investing in you, maybe even when you didn't believe in yourself?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, two things come to mind. I feel like I have my imaginary mentors, meaning I listen to all their content, I follow what they do, I take their courses, that kind of thing. And I feel like I'm being mentored by them, even though they don't really know they're mentoring me. And so who comes to mind for that is Chalene Johnson. She's someone, when I was in high school, I actually went to her social media boot camp when social media was like way more basic than it is today. And I have a picture of her with her when I was that young. And then later on, I ended up going to one of her personal development camps. And then later on, I sent the pictures to her and I said, like, thank you for, you know, your stuff that you put out there throughout the years. And I would love to have you on my podcast. And so I had this very surreal moment where she was on my podcast. And it's kind of funny because when you actually meet your mentors that you are your imaginary mentors, it's almost like you just realize like, oh yeah, they're just another regular person. And like, you stop freaking out. But I was, before that, I was freaking out and nervous and all the things. But then you just realize, like, the older I get and the more I talk to these people on my podcast, I'm like, they're just people too. It's fine. So that was the first one. And then the other one I got to say would be my mom, because she is a realtor and she's been very successful in her own way, meaning she doesn't, you know, do the 5 a.m. club, and she's not your stereotypical, like, you know, realtor or entrepreneur who is all about, like, you know, going hard and blah, blah, blah. Like, she's a social butterfly. She has amazing work-life balance. She's been incredibly successful and she does it in her own way. And I love that. And so she taught me that you can, you know, you can have it all, and you just have to define, like, what are your non-negotiables? What are your standards? And make sure that you're living in alignment with your values, and it all works out for really good people like her. And so that was a really good example to see growing up.
That's great. Yeah. Both sound like incredible, you know, mentors. And I've had similar experiences where you meet someone online, then you're able to meet them in person, and then you're able to bring them on your show or speak at events together. I mean, that it's just so cool when the world comes full circle, you know, and I love the fact that, you know, you took action at a young age and you stayed consistent, and then that opportunity was able to happen for you. And then your mom, you know, having an influence like that of someone that you see that's kicking butt and taking names and doing it in their way. You know, to me, that's exactly what blazing your own trail, right? That's what the show's all about. You know, your mom sounds like a trailblazer and it sounds like you're following in her footsteps, which is awesome. So definitely keep up the good work. So I want you to share, if you can and don't mind, for people that are listening, they've really seen that for your journey, it's been about repetition. It's been about not being afraid to fail. It's been about, hey, how do we take the no's and look at the things that we gain from them? We're all about shifting perspectives and looking at the positive side of things. So maybe there's people that listen to the episode and they say, wow, that's great for Haley. I bet Haley doesn't have any doubts. It all must be just sunshine and rainbows for her because she has it all together. What would you say to them? And what tips would you share for people that might be in that mindset, which we both know that's a mindset that needs to change? It's not a mindset that's, you know, looking through any type of optimism, but I've been there. You've been there. So how do we help the folks get out from there, you know, get kind of unstuck? Yeah. What would maybe two or three things be that you would share?
Yeah. So the first thing would be redefine how you're explaining your story or identity, because it sounds like with what you're saying, Jordan, they're defining themselves as so-and-so can do that, but I'm a special snowflake who has XYZ limitations, or I am a type A, so I could never, you know, put something out there if it wasn't perfect or whatever. Like, whatever comes after I am, pay attention to that, because usually it is a sign of what your limiting beliefs are or something that maybe is helping you, but there's probably also some beliefs in there that aren't. And I think the other thing, if you're feeling, you know, comparing yourself or whatever, is I think we need to redefine what consistency is, because I think a lot of people think consistency and winning at business is these people, you know, you, Jordan, with your amazing podcast and everything you've built. And the truth is, behind the scenes, day to day, you have had several times where you go in phases with your content, I'm sure. And, you know, something's not as tight as you'd like it to be, or you get off track with some kind of goal because you got distracted and you did something else. So day to day, you and I both have
guilty, all of it.
Yeah, right. So we have these things that, you know, it's all about how we reset. So it's not, consistency is not setting out to do something and building a consecutive streak every day doing it. And if you don't, you're off track and you've fallen off the wagon and you're a failure and there's all this drama. Consistency is just deciding you're going to do something and it's going to ebb and flow, but you're still committed to resetting whenever you get off track and recommitting as many times as it takes for it to become a habit or for you to get a handle on it. So that's the other thing I would say, is just stop seeing consistency like you need it to be this consecutive streak or something perfect.
Love it. Love the advice. You know what? I appreciate you spending some time with us, coming on the show. I know our audience is going to get a ton of value. And we talked a little bit about earlier, we were setting everybody up for those that stick around to the end, that you have the ability to help them with time management. And you gave some tips of things that might be hindering them. So make sure that you all rewind this. She's got some great tips centered around procrastination. I also want to have her share some info about a way that she can help you really shift and make some big changes when it comes to managing your time. So if you wouldn't mind, share with everybody a little bit about what you're talking about here.
Yeah. So no matter where you are in your business, you're going to have to learn how to either manage yourself or manage your team. And a lot of that comes down to your calendar and what you're doing on a daily basis. So I have a free weekly planning system that takes you through some steps to become really realistic in your timelines for things, how to evaluate each week so you end up saving more time later and not repeating the same mistakes, what should be your priorities for your client generating or sales generating activities, things like that. So that process is available at haleyrowe.com/time planning. It's all one word. And it's haleyrowe.com/time planning. And I would love also, if your audience found this episode helpful, DM me on Instagram at haley_rowe with one time management shift you're going to make, whether it's batching or asking yourself the 5 questions I give in the guide that help you evaluate each week, something like that. Because I think at the end of the day, our life is our calendar. And if you don't love it, or it's draining you, or you know, you look at your day and you're just like defeated before it even starts. That's not a fun way to live.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for sharing that resource. I know it's going to help our audience tremendously. We're going to make sure that that is in the show notes. We're also going to plug Haley's Instagram so you can DM her once you have gotten the resource and you're starting to take action, because that's the name of the game, folks. If you're not taking action, you're not going to achieve your goals. You know, it's about creating momentum that we need in our business that will help us build those consistent habits that we need to ultimately help us blaze our own trail on the way to success. So thank you so much, Haley, for coming on the show. I appreciate you sharing all your insights, a little bit about your story, and a ton of knowledge for our listeners today. I know they're going to get a ton of value. Folks, make sure you check out all of Haley's info in the show notes. Haley, any final words for the audience?
I just want to say thank you again for having me. I'm excited to be back here on this podcast. And I think everyone here can walk away with just remembering, what am I willing to feel this week? And what am I willing to commit to, even if it's not perfect? And that feeling of willingness will get you through those tough moments and kind of prepare you for knowing that there's going to be big emotions and you can handle it.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for coming on the show. And folks, we will be back with another episode here on all the major platforms.